Everybody wants blessings. Everybody does. Success, good times, enough money, enough power. These are all good things, and they come from God. That's why we call them blessings. Some people, though, are so saturated with blessings that they do not want very many. And they become very particular about which blessings they would like to have. And so when Jesus came to earth, he wanted to give a blessing. He wanted to not curse people, even the ones that were cursing him and were not receiving him. But he wanted them to know blessing. That's why this is such a good portrayal of Jesus, I think. He's cheerful and glad to be on the earth. And so his first recorded sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, which goes through chapter 6 and chapter 7, begins with a blessing, an 8 or 9-fold blessing. It's a blessing starts with a word from the mouth. You know, we can bless somebody by saying something good about them. We can even bless God. We say, bless we the Lord. And that means to say something good to them. But you know, like even the words I love you are not a blessing unless they're followed up by words of action. So what is Jesus saying? What kind of blessing is he talking about here in this text, our gospel today? Well, you know, not all blessings are seen as blessings. Maybe you have been blessed with red hair, really bright red hair, and some people find that to be a blessing, some people find it not to be. I think Anne of Green Gables thought it was a curse to have red hair, and she dyed it green or something like that. Or being really tall, for example. Some people think, oh, it'd be great, you can see over the top of everybody's head, but there are also drawbacks, like being able to fit in a compact car and hitting your head on the door frame. So, we call those things blessings in disguise. To have a poor spirit is a blessing in disguise. Just think about it. Your spirit is poor. You're not so saturated with all the blessings of earth and of heaven that you can travel kind of light. You can be God's guest here on earth. And you take what he gives you day by day and enjoy and give thanks for the little bit that you have. That's a blessing in disguise. To mourn is a blessing. You mean to be sad? Yes. To grieve? Yes. Because you are able to see both the good, happy side and the sad side of life. And you don't think the world is the greatest place of all. There's a better place for those who mourn. To be meek is a blessing because you are able to put up with the situation as it is. You are able to give in and let other people have their way. You are able to yield and wait for the traffic to clear before you go. You are able to see another person's point of view. You are able to listen. If you're meek, you're blessed. But it's a blessing in disguise. You're blessed if you are hungry and thirsty for righteousness. What? Hunger and thirst are a blessing? Yes, they are. Because they're hungry and thirsty after God's righteousness. Now, that's not a hunger and thirst for personal goodness, like a desire to be the best person in the church or the one everybody looks up to. No, not personal goodness, but God's righteousness. It's always used in that context. A blessing to want all to be right with God. You're blessed if you're merciful. You have a forgiving heart. You're able to understand that not everybody does it right, and you're able to give them mercy instead of revenge when they hurt you. And you believe that trusting God's mercy is the best way to go. You're blessed if you have a pure heart. Now that might be a blessing in disguise too, especially in a world that is polluted by many, many things. But to have a pure heart means your heart is not polluted by too many ideas from the world or too many desires from the world. You're blessed if you're a peacemaker. Now that can be a blessing in disguise, because on one side of you is somebody that's fighting, the other side, somebody that's fighting. Sometimes you get caught in the crossfire when you're a peacemaker, but it's a blessing in disguise because you have the desire and sometimes the power to help other people get along. And you love it when people get along. You don't take that for granted at all. You're blessed if you're persecuted. Now, this is the hardest one to believe. This is the one that has got the most clever disguise. But think about it. If you're persecuted, then you are Satan's target. You're the world's target. Now, why would Satan set his sights on you? Well, it's because he could do a lot of damage to God if he could get you away from God. So that must mean that he knows something about your value to God and how much God loves you. So, when we're targeted by Satan, we're valuable to God. Otherwise, Satan wouldn't bother with us. And if we're valuable to God, God safeguards us with his angels and with his word and sacraments. To be blessed means that you are on God's list. By faith, not by anything that we have done. And all of these blessings come because of and are backed up by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because our blessings would be cut off if our sins were going to be counted against us. But God has taken care of those sins by Jesus' cross. So you have the blessing. In fact, you are the blessing that God wishes to give to others. This is where Jesus is going for his whole ministry. He wants to bless the world that curses him in such a way that it is transformed into his kingdom, the kingdom of his Father, where his Father's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. And the peace of God which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.